Dante, you grew up watching this team. What's it like being part of it, being in this building?
Just seeing the inside of it. You know, now, my dad was a big Houston Texans fan, and I watched his team, all my life, really growing up. So, it's just unreal. Me being a part of it, but like I said, I just want to get in and do what I'm asked to do, and just take it all and embrace it all.
When you look at some of the success some of the rookie backs have had in recent years, is that encouraging to you? Do you see that, what Ezekiel Elliott and guys like that have done, and kind of just to give you a little bit of confidence?
It's definitely encouraging, just seeing those guys go out there and compete at a high level early. It's something to strive for, definitely. But, I just want to go out there and, just do what I'm asked to do. I think that's the biggest thing, is just learn the playbook. Without if you don't know the playbook, you can't go out there and be on the field. So my biggest thing is just learn the playbook.
Texas ran you pretty hard last year. How do you think that helps your resiliency at this position coming in as a rookie?
It helped a lot, Just, being able to run the ball and carry a load like that. I feel like, at any time, I'm ready to step on the field and be productive whenever they call my number. But right now, like I said, just learn the playbook, learn the protections. I think that's the biggest thing right now. That's what I'm focused on the most.
Catching out of the backfield, they didn't ask you to do that a lot with Longhorns, but how good do you feel about your skills at catching?
I feel great about my skills catching the ball. We just didn't do it a lot at Texas, but I'm very confident in the way I catch the ball, and I'm just ready to go out there and show it.
Deontay, along those same lines, over here, right here. Along those same lines, you weren't utilized quite a bit out of the backfield to catch the ball. There's a lot of versatility in this offense, and Bill O'Brien is always talking about versatility in his players. Do you think that that's something that you can show here in rookie minicamp, OTAs, that is a skill set that you indeed have, is catching out of the backfield?
Definitely. Just with me going over the playbook and us learning our routes and everything, we have a lot of routes that we run. So, just going in and just learning those and, just find a way to get open, and when I get the ball, just make sure I catch the ball and, make a play.
Is there any chance you've had a conversation since you've been drafted with Earl Campbell? And, obviously his legacy in the city of Houston is, it's right up there. One of the greatest athletes in any sport to ever play here, and also a fellow Texas Longhorn.
Yes, sir. Actually, Earl called me, I forgot what day it was, but it was the other day he called me. We had a conversation, and, he's a great man. I've learned a lot from being able to talk to him. And I just continue to talk to him and just get advice from him. He's been here. He's been in the NFL. He's done great things. So, that's somebody I definitely have in my corner. Somebody I definitely can call and talk to whenever. And, he's really close with my family. He's very welcoming. That's somebody that I definitely keep in touch with.
Deontay, what can you do to learn to protect the ball better now that you're up at this level?
Just carry it high and tight in traffic. Put two hands on the ball. The thing that they, teach us all the time, with me being at Texas, I ran the ball, a lot in a lot of those games. And, I'm not the type to make excuses for me putting the ball on the ground, but, just focusing more on just keeping it high and tight and putting two hands on it in traffic.
And another back that you had access to at Texas that played in the NFL, Ricky Williams, has he said anything to you about this experience? Any cautionary tales or just advice as you enter this next chapter?
No, I haven't talked to Ricky.
Really?
But I'll definitely give him a call, though, and talk to him. I mean, he's another great guy, somebody that I built a relationship with, at my years at Texas. So somebody that I'm looking forward to talking to and, just getting the insight of, how he did things and, what I could be better and stuff like that.
Deontay, what made you get in the car to come for that local pro day? I know the story is you had to work out the day before, but what ultimately – made you get in that car early in the morning and come to this local pro day?
For one, I'm a competitor. I like to compete. When I get a chance to compete, I want to do that and I want to show what I can do. And it was a draft process, something that, you just want to take advantage of every opportunity that you have. And, and I'll say, just me growing up watching the Texans, that's something, this is a place that I really want to be a part of. So it was like a no-brainer. When they asked me, I was like, let's do it, let's go for it, and, just go out there and compete and, work hard.
How much better do you feel now that the hand is fully behind you, that you're healed up and can be 100% going into your pro career?
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely be 100%. My hand is fine, and I'm ready to go.